Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And at this point, nobody on this roster, from a quarterback standpoint, is your future. And so it's almost, what do you have to lose? Like, what continuity are you developing by continuing to play Justin Fields and hoping for a different result? You know, how many different ways can you slice this onion and or refigure the game plan to make him feel more comfortable? And so it's almost a fruitless endeavor to try to keep pushing him and making us believe that it's in the best interest for the team, because it's just simply not.
And that's a tough thing to sell to your roster, because it's not in the best interest of the team. David's in Maplewood, New Jersey. What's going on, David?
Yeah, good afternoon, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Listen,
the Jets have many Achilles heels. And since we will only have two Achilles heels, I'll give you the two major ones that annoy me. I think their secondary is awful. I mean, I saw balls thrown to receivers that were surrounded by the secondary. Like, they can't make a tackle. They can't stop. The second Achilles heel is their pass rush is non-existent. They can't stop. If a quarterback is mobile at all, they can't get to him. If he steps out of the pocket and starts to run, I mean, and they do break the line of scrimmage. It's just, they can't pursue the quarterback.
They couldn't get him down multiple times yesterday. Right. They had a few opportunities at Drake May, and you want to tip your hat and give him credit? Oh, I guess. But they had opportunities to get him, and they missed.
Yeah, he's well put together, though. I mean, you can't look at Drake May and hate him other than being a Patriot, because he seems like a good kid, and he's a gamer. We talk about these guys that just don't panic in the pocket, you know. Jackson Dart has been that most of this time. I know Drake May's in his sophomore year, his second season, but he just kind of calmly stands where he needs to be and completes easy throws. Doesn't overthrow. He just kind of, all right, I got to loft this one to you. Here you go. Catch it like a pillow.
No, he's a hell of a player.
It's fun watching him. No, sorry, Jets, you know, notwithstanding.
No, it's fun for you. It's horrible for me. He's a good kid. He's a great athlete.
And you got to deal with him forever.
Yeah. And to our last caller's point about the secondary, like, Brandon Stevens has been inconsistent all year. Jarvis Brownlee Jr., like, bringing him in was a nice, smart move, and he's had his moments. But yesterday was a disaster.
Right.
I mean, yesterday was between not touching Douglas when he was down, which cost him 20 yards, between the broken coverages, between the penalties, which has been racking up over the last few weeks. I mean, they created a hole by trading Sauce Gardner. And I know that Sauce was the whipping boy of a lot of Jet fans. He's overrated. He stinks. He's that. Listen, they're not better without him.
No.
I mean, it's just the reality.
No, I mean, you can't be. I know you're frustrated. They were frustrated with him as a fan, but from a fan base standpoint, but Sauce Gardner is one of the better cornerbacks in the NFL. You know, he doesn't have the interception numbers. He's not nearly a shutdown Darrell Revis type corner. And so it feels disappointing, his tenure here. But he still was one of the better corners in the NFL.
And how much broken coverage was there last night? How many times?
Oh, it was all over the place.
All day.
All over. It's funny because certain times I rewatched it this morning. I can't figure out what they're trying to run. You know, I don't know. Usually I can look at a coverage and say, okay, that's cover three. Oh yeah, that's just two man. That's like half the time I was like, what are they doing here? And it left them vulnerable. And that's a communication issue that's on coaching.
And AZ Thomas is out, the rookie corner, who is getting more of an opportunity. Mm. Unfortunately, he's in concussion protocol. Not that it would have fixed every issue, but he's certainly one of the guys that could be the answer down the road. Dan is in Saratoga. Good afternoon, Dan.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. As an old Jet fan, I'm not looking for A-plus quarterback play. I'll take B-minus. Mm. As far as I'm concerned, the best quarterback we've had in the last 3-4 years was Mike White.
It's true.
Oh, hey, if the guy catches the ball at that Minnesota game, they win that game too. But here, at the end of the year, John Lynch has to make a big decision. Jones or Purdy?
Mm.
I'll take either one of them. I don't know about you guys. Well, let me know.
Dan, from the standpoint of how you began this phone call, which is completely accurate, that the Jets quarterback play is abysmal. To the level where the best quarterback play we've seen, probably it was Aaron Rodgers, if we want to be fair, last year.
Right.
But point well taken. Like, we have seen some of the worst quarterback play ever. And it feels like there are too many times where the Jets lose games that if they just had, not even average quarterback play, Teague, competent quarterback play.
Yeah, just don't make mistakes. Complete the easy ones. Do the easy stuff.
That adds up when you go so long without that. So yeah. I understand the point of, hey, if Mac Jones was the quarterback or Brock Purdy was the quarterback, they'd be better off. With that said, are you going to take on Brock Purdy's $200 million contract?
No.
Is he a $200 million quarterback? You got to ask yourself that. Take him away from Kyle Shanahan. Take him away from a functional organization. Bring him here. Is Brock Purdy that?
No.
And then number two, ultimately, while Mac Jones has done a nice job filling in San Francisco, is he the guy that you want to build around? Now, Mac Jones as the caretaker until whomever you draft hopefully becomes the star. I think Mac Jones is actually one of the better caretakers you could find. But
right.
In terms of the answer, I don't know.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Not the answer. It's clear what he is at this stage. And it's crazy because he's still young, right? But Mac Jones is the perfect backup quarterback for you because he's smart. He's got a good personality. He's a good locker room dude. He'll come in and he can win you games. It's not like you just don't lose it. He can win you games, but you don't want him starting every week. I mean, if he comes to the Jets, it'll be his fourth team.
Yeah.
Right? So
he's the caretaker.
He's a backup.
Well, but you know what I think is going on, Teak? And I understand this. I made the assumption over the last few weeks of, you know what, they're going to draft a quarterback and Justin Fields will be the caretaker.
Mm.
I think Justin Fields is so bad, we don't want him as the caretaker.
No,
we're firing the babysitter.
Do you trust him if Tyrod Taylor ends up starting, let's say the rest of the season,
right?
And then he gets hurt, do you trust Justin Fields to come in and win the game for you?
No.
Exactly.
No.
So it just keeps coming back to this, it was a waste of a deal to get to the way that they did him. And I think I just got to give his agent credit Because his agent hoodwinked. He hoodwinked the Jets to make him think that somebody else was going to pay him $20 million a year.
I like you taking the angle of give the agent credit. Here's where my head goes. And I think a lot of Jet fans' head goes this way.
Yeah.
Can we trust Aaron Glenn and Darren Mooji to get the most important position on the field right when they clearly screwed it up with their first opportunity? And look, their first opportunity wasn't the big one.
Right.
It was a
I'm not going to hold it against them, Evan, because it was we just need something, somebody. We need a placeholder. Right? So I can't hold it against them. This is not like Joe Douglas saying, I need to draft my franchise quarterback after we screwed up Sam Darnold. I'm going Zach Wilson. Right? I can't. It's not that level. It's bad, but it's not that bad.
I just need our weekly reminder that Mike Tomlin should get coach of the year for the next 15 years.
Yes.
He did that last year with Justin Fields and Russell Wilson.
It's so true.
You're right. Did they win 9 games?
I mean, think about it. We got a glimpse of
what they went. I think it was 10 games last year, right?
I think they went 10-7.
Which is unbelievable.
They always went 4-2, and then, no, maybe 9 because it was 5-5 or something like that.
Last year, they finished 10-7.
Okay.
Okay. Wow. Their two starting quarterbacks were Justin Fields, 4-2, and Russell Wilson, 6-5.
Wow.
And that's how they got to 10-7. Now, let's do some quick math. What's their record to New York this season?
0-3.5 for Russell Wilson. So, and Fields won both Jet starts, or did Tyrod win?
Didn't Tyrod win one?
I you know what? I don't even remember. No, Justin won both of them.
All right, so either way, 2-10 and 11?
2-7 for Fields, 0-3.5 for Wilson, so you're looking at either 2-10 or 2-11.
Oh, my God.
And Tomlin went 10-7 with them.
This is why, even if he does have a sub-500 season, they're not firing him this year.
Well,
he just think of the history.
I think he's a wonderful head coach, but you never know. When a guy's been there for a long time and you have different expectations than you and I,
right,
things change quickly. Joe on Long Island. Hey, Joe.
Guys, what's up? Tiki, Evan, great job. Love the show. Listen to you guys all the time.
Appreciate it.
Break down everything about everything. I know the Jets situation is what it is. I'm not even truly a Jets fan, but I'm a football fan.
Right.
My team is a joke. I called you just that because I heard that interview with Aaron Glenn, and the Jets fans need to know that they, it's from my opinion, an outsider, dissecting what I see
IFO.
Going on.
You're an IFO. You're an independent football observer. What you got?
There's a lot of us here.
My team is a joke, and it's for a lot of the reasons that why I called it.
What's your team, by the way, just so we have context?
Well, you know what? They're the laughing stock of the league right now. But I know that Aaron Glenn, hearing the way he answers those questions, that man is a leader, okay? He does not throw his guys under the bus. He's taking responsibility and looking at how he's, yes, I will evaluate everything. Yes, I am going to dissect, I'm going to look at everything, including myself. These are things that you do not hear or don't see at all from other teams that need to be thinking like this.
I do agree that I like that answer. Like, I love when you self-evaluate, because the best at whatever you do need to self-evaluate. When you get comfortable and think you're the best, that's when you're not even going to see yourself fall down to the ground. So
Evan,
I think his answers were good.
Right.
Sure.
Evan, we got to figure out who is he a fan of?
He wouldn't tell us.
He said the laughing stock of the league?
Yeah.
Cowboys?
I was going to say, is it possible this guy's a Titan?
That would be my answer.
Oh, maybe.
If I'm asking myself, all right, who is the laughing stock of the league? The team with the worst record is the Titans. The team that used the number one pick on...
They have a rookie quarterback.
I know, who's been as awful as a rookie quarterback can ever be.
But that's just a rookie quarterback. You can't laugh at that. It's just kind of like, he's a rookie quarterback.
Well, what other team would you guess? Because he wouldn't answer. I asked him. Would you deem as the laughing stock of the league?
The Commanders.
No, the Commanders have an injured quarterback.
Oh, I got it. The Cleveland Browns.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
We can jump down the throats. Maybe he is a Giants fan and he views them off of this week as the laughing stock, and he didn't want to act like a Giant fan can't comment on the Jets situation.
No, I don't think the Giants are laughing stocks because they took the necessary measure to move forward, which is firing your coach. That's not laughing stock. You almost feel sad about that, as we talked about on Monday. I honestly think it's the Cowboys. Think about the hype for the Cowboys.
This guy.
The Cowboys were supposed to be the end-all, be-all this year. Dak Prescott's back. He's healthy. He's got CeeDee Lamb and all this receiving core group, etc. And they're 3-5-1. They can't. They can't stop anybody.
This is the first time in the history of WFN a caller refused to reveal his favorite team. But here's what we're going to do.
I would say Miami, but Miami just beat Buffalo. So who the hell is it?
Here's what we're going to do because Tiki feels invested in this. I think the audience is now going to be invested in this. We have special equipment where we have the guy's number.
Mm.
Sean Morash, I give you this responsibility. Can you call the man up and say, look, we need to know your favorite team?
Yes, it's going to take over our show if we don't know.
Okay. Yes. Before I call him, we have access to the caller log. I'm going to review every topic he's ever called the fan about.
Ooh. So you're going to do background check on him?
Background check before calling him.
Nice.
Fair enough.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.